You know, unless there is order, the brain is disturbed. That is the neurotic state. Because the disordered life is a neurotic state. And the more it is disordered, the more the dreams, the tension and all the rest of it goes on. So the brain demands order. Because in order there is security. If the animal is constantly be shaken, given, is disturbed, has no security, it will obviously go mad also. So the brain demands order. Not order according to a design, to a blueprint, or the order which society says is order. What society says is order is disorder. So the brain needs order to be completely secure. And it must be secure. Not in the sense that it must resist God, isolate itself, but it is only secure, orderly, when there is tremendous understanding. Or otherwise, when you go to sleep, there is a great deal of disturbance. And so the brain tries to put things in order as you are sleeping. And dreams, analysis, time doesn't solve our psychological dangers and problems. Time being postponement. Time is involved when there is the fact and the idea what should be. The distance between the fact and what should be. In that, there is time involved. I will eventually become good. Or I will be something. All that involves time. And when there is when thought creates time, it brings about disorder. Time is actually a postponement, a form of laziness. But you don't have time or use time or say, I will act later on when you see actual physical danger in front. You act immediately. So please, so time, analysis, dreams, or any form of escape and suppression, or sublimation, or conflict with the problem doesn't solve the problem. Right? Then what is one to do? May I take my coat off? Yes. I do not know if you have faced the problem that way. That is, through negation, face the issue. Because we have said, analysis is not the way, because we have understood what is implied in it. We have looked at it very carefully, not because somebody says analysis is not the way, but we have examined, we have experimented with, we have observed it. Therefore, we have put it aside. So, through negation of what is considered the positive, we can then face the fact. Now, is my mind, my whole being prepared to put aside this whole technique of analysis? Introspection and all that, completely. And in that, a great deal is involved, still more, because most of us live in the past. We are the past. What happened yesterday shapes the present, and so tomorrow. We are being reborn every day in the shadow of yesterday. And whether the mind, the brain can be made fresh and that in that also there is the whole process of analysis involved. To find out for oneself where memory and the action of memory is necessary, which is the past, and where it is totally unnecessary and dangerous. Because you have insulted me yesterday, why should I bear it today? Oh, you have flattered me. Why should I carry that burden to today? Why can't I finish it as you are insulting me or flattering me? Immediately finish. Which means I must be extraordinarily awake as you are talking. Alert to your insult and flattery, sensitive. And as most of us live in the past, we are the past. I mean, the whole brain is the result of the past, of time, of conditioning, and that is responding, reacting all the time. That there is God, that there is no God, communism, socialism, belong to this sect or that sect, be a Catholic, non-Catholic. See, the past Modified is the present and the future. And to find out for oneself with great watchfulness, which is to be greatly sensitive and therefore with great intelligence, to watch where memory is essential. If you had no memory, you wouldn't be able to go out of this tent. You wouldn't know where your house was or what your name was. You can't live in a state of amnesia. But also to know, to be aware of the dangers of memory.